we don't have that problem with Santa Anita to Hollywood until such time as they've all had a race at Hollywood and this one errant horse comes from Santa Anita's first race over that track. We use the alternate adjustment for that horse, for that race, which equalizes the slowness of Santa Anita at the mile, for instance, because it's a two-turn mile, to the fastness of the Hollywood one-turn mile. It equalizes them perfectly. In fact, we were able to win a race that paid big money doing that. Equalize their energy when you have variations like that.
Well, that's number three adjustment.
That's three alternate.
On energy.
Three alternate. That's where you press E, enter, and then enter the number. Don't forget to press enter, except in the new ones, Jimmy's given in.
That's my problem, is I can't determine when and which adjustment to make.
Okay. Well, we're going to get to that. That's on the agenda. I want to get this variant problem solved first. When a horse, it's very tough to change a sustained variegate. I know how to do it, Jimmy knows how to do it, but we don't want to tell you to do it because you'll do it just because it's there. The second best sustained horse, if you take him out of the variegate, when it's sustaining, you know darn well it's not going to be sustained, we'll change it to an earlier variegate. You have to look to see on your readouts just what a horse with a tremendous third fraction will frequently change the variegate to sustain. The biggest problem was set earlier is you're putting in too many horses and you're mixing up the variegate. We never said it to you because, but in Beaumont we stress it a lot. What you want to put into this horse, the best early horse who has a chance of going all the way, which your energizer usually takes care of. Sometimes the energizer can't go all the way and you forget it. It's a sustained type track. But better have him in there. Your best early who sustains that early the longest should be in there. By all means, the best two pressers have to be in there, which means your earliest presser and your sustained presser. Look, and this is, I'll tell you how to determine this. You must have your best sustained in there. But watch out for putting in your best pure late. If he does nothing, if he's fifth early and fourth and he narrows down to one late, but he has nothing else in the top three, you probably put in a horse that's only late. And you'll get the art and science of when to know when you're messing it up by putting in the wrong horse. Late, putting in a lone third fraction, that's all the horse has got, can screw up your variegate. But the real way to tell is to run them through the engine. This is why I'm talking about the separate engine that comes to your program, not the one within the program. The separate engine. You press engine key. Spell out engine. Now you enter a whole lot of horses. And it gives you the running style of each horse. What you want to keep is your best early. I mean, the really best early. You can go all the way. Your best two pressers, early and sustained pressers. Your best sustained, if you want two best sustained, is fine. The one you want to be very careful about not putting in or putting in is the one that's late only. Let's say his early energy expenditure is 66% and his late is whatever the difference, 44%. He's heavily weighted toward late. Unless you're running on a sustained track, that can screw up your variegate. But know the running styles you're putting in. Know that they are consistent with the way the horse usually runs. That's why we give you the running style on that program and on KJ. Above all, you're going to find this problem mainly satisfied by the cage-in. Ginny gets the Varigant by putting it through energy. Well, we have a little private program that we didn't put it on the cage. We didn't want to give away the Varigant to the non-energy users. So, but we have a private one where we know what the Varigant is. It's on our program. And Jimmy will tailor make certain things for energy people that he will not for others. He's going to make a tailor made type of program for $20. He will add or subtract certain things from your energy program, but you have to be an energy user. We won't do it for the others because what they'll do is get the advantages of not paying $500 that you shelled out without having to pay for it. They'll never appreciate it. If they don't pay for it, you don't appreciate it. We found that out the hard way. But for a while, the GE would come perfect. Now, these people here, they don't have to do that. But you probably do it, don't you?
What's that?
Use your cage-in and your engine.
I stored an engine because what I found is that I fell in love with the power generator and then the power gen plus and the engine because you can see, regardless of the variant that it ran on, you can see the breakdown, fraction breakdown of the race, and that will determine whether the horse is going to need adjustments, and it answers all those questions before you even get the engine.
It really does. And we'll go into that. This guy's a very good handicapper. He's very intelligent. He doesn't try to take the shortcuts and do it the easy way. And you live pretty living up there, don't you? Or St. Louis.
Yes, I didn't yet, but, you know.
Well, you have a high standard of living. Charlie.
Doctor, I find myself not using the engine and missing races because I didn't use it. So the reason I wasn't using it, I wouldn't have enough time to put all these horses in the engine and go back through the whole process. So now every day I put 20 horses in the engine as a separate exercise. And when I find a contender, he's already in there. I just call it up and print it.
Now you can save that race all the engine material to disk and put it through energy.
Sure.
We weren't just putting the engine on there because we thought, wouldn't it be nice to give an extra program or let's make it this fatten up thing. I'm sure Jimmy's dying to talk a little bit about what that'll do for you. You got to use that engine. It's meant for you.
I want to say just a little bit about the Varigant. Craig has already realized what his mistake is. It's contender selection. 90% of your Varigant problem is contender selection. One of the great ways to solve if your Varigant is, you say, hey, my Varigant isn't right. Say 10%, 20% of the time it isn't right. Most of the time it's something that you're doing wrong. The key to the Varigant is the MUV. Anytime that you've got a zero horse, the closer the horses are to this horse, say that you've got 1.25, 0.35, this race then is going to say sustained, or sustained presser, or oppressor. Now, look at these horses that have the 0.35s, the 0.45s, and see, these are usually early horses, and see if they really belong in the race. When there is a wide difference in the zero MUV and the other MUVs in the race, it's going to say early. Now see if this early horse can go all of the way. If this horse can't go all the way, then he is a non-contender. He may be still yet your energizer, but it can throw your Varigut off. What you want to do on determining this, say, well, how many have said, okay, I know my track is running sustained, or I know it's running sustained. Now, my Varigut is saying early, but I'm going to bet sustain and get bit. See, this happens. People will say, hey, my Varigut is wrong. My track is sustained. My Varigut says early. So you bet sustained and the early horse jumps up and wins. What the Varigut is doing is of the horses that you put in the race. Say you put five horses in and you left the early horse out. And it still says early. Say, well, I know this race isn't going to run early. Because this early horse that isn't going to win, I left out, so I'm going to bet, I'm going to go sustain. No, go early. Because it's saying of the horses that I used as my contenders, the early one or the best of the early are going to win. Don't try to second guess the Varigut. Try to work with the Varigut in the using of the MUV. I personally never feel that a track has that much influence on a horse race. Charlie will say, well, my track is sustained. You'll say this track. I don't think that. I don't believe that. The matchup is what determines how these horses are going to run. You know, if this was true, your Varigut would never be right. If mainstream handicappers says, hey, this track is biased early, and all your energy program, your Varigut would never be right. What this Varigut is doing, even if a horse is, a track is favoring the sustained horses, the horses that you've used, the best of these horses are early horses. Now, another thing that will throw the Varigut off is a horse that ran against an extremely fast pace. An extremely fast pace. Yes, sometimes energy, and sometimes a horse will win that was beaten eight lengths. But be real careful putting a horse in that ran, let's say, against a 21-4, 44-3, 109, eight lengths back, seven, six lengths back, making no move. He just ran against an extremely fast pace. And what this is going to do is to throw that Varigut off. It's going to say, hey, this is an extremely fast race. And it's going to see this little move that this horse made, although he was eight lengths, and is at the second call seven by seven lengths, it's going to see this one length gain against a 44-3 And the day it's facing a 45, it's going to see this and say, wait a minute. And it'll throw your MUV off. When your MUV is thrown off, then your Virago is thrown off. There's other verifications on the program. Look at your MUV. This is the key to the Virago. Say, this horse doesn't look like he can go all the way. Harold Jordan has an excellent printout. The horse is one early, but he's a four-presser or three-presser. What is it, Harold? Four-presser?
Yeah.
Four-presser, four-sustained.
Oh, wait a minute. 1-1-4-4-4-3.
Okay, 1-1-4-4-3, it says early. And Harold says, I didn't think that the horse could go all the way. Well, his numbers are saying, hey, this is doubtful that this horse can go all the way. But in looking at his MUV, he's a zero MUV, and the closest one to him is 1 point something. This is that much of an advantage that he's got over the field. Then his